Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
A couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in the...
What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with...
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic...
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
You can't say Randy without saying Andy. It's the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday.
Ooh, woo.
Thanks so much for being with us. It's a beautiful Friday morning as well, and the weekend right around the corner. We're looking forward to it. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yes, dog. It is Friday, happy hour Friday here on the Midday Show. And like you said, we live for the weekend, and we got 3 hours till we get there. Obviously, it is a beautiful Friday, a good day drink. No, stop saying it. Every day is a good day for day drinking, but I mean, this is especially a good day for getting your spirits on, as Sandy Steaky was talking about there out of the golf course. Like, I ride in the cart, drink the brew. I play, like, if we went out today, I would play all the odd holes.
Okay.
Yeah, I play all the odd holes with you, but I just sit in the cart, I look for the big girl, and I keep us lubed up.
Perfect.
All right, so yeah. So that'd be my job.
You'd be the lube guy.
I'd be the lube guy. Next time we go golfing.
The odd number lube guy.
Yep. So next time we go golfing, that's what's going to happen. Okay. I'm gonna play the odd holes, and I'll let you do out there and everything.
I think Bo's got a round. We were supposed to cash in on this thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Like a year and a half ago.
Well, that expired at the end of 23.
Dang it.
Damn.
Sometimes if you call them and like, hey, like I didn't get a chance to come and I found this, maybe could I come out? Maybe sometimes they'll let you.
They might, because I did buy it at a charity event.
That's what you got to say, dog.
Hey,
bought this at a charity event.
Yes.
Didn't get a chance to make it by the end of 23. I know it's
That's your fault, man.
I know it's almost halfway through 24.
Like seven occasions.
No, you did.
No, when?
He did, yeah.
When?
Did.
Yeah, it's like, hey, guys, we need to plan this outing. Hey,
did,
guys,
yeah.
We need to plan this out.
Because remember, we're going to try to do it before Brian moved to Sacramento.
Oh, yeah.
Brian's already moved back from Sacramento, and we still haven't done it. So,
I will make that phone call and see if I can make that happen. But regardless, even if I can't, let's go get and play golf.
Let's go down
the street somewhere.
Let's do it, man.
Yeah, man, I'm good.
I played three times in the last week, so I don't
you
know when.
Spoiled. You spoiled.
I don't know when my next green light is going to be
for
golf.
Have we found out the repercussions?
Not 100% yet, no.
Oh, okay.
No, but like, there's been a lot of like, oh, I stopped by Home Depot on the way home from work today.
Right.
I was like, well, what'd you get? Oh, yeah, some plants.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I might be building a greenhouse.
Oh.
I have no idea. Something.
You're going to go home in a lumber truck.
She did say, I want to expand the garden area.
Okay.
So that could be there. That could mean anything.
It's repercussions for your boy this weekend, brother.
Yeah, no, you're right. I'm going to have to pay the piper on that one.
It's repercussions for me this weekend, because it is clean, spring cleaning, outside. Mochi plant stuff weekend. So
take a Claritin.
Yeah, dog. Yeah, it's gonna be one of them weekends. But I'm up for it, Bunk. I am,
sure.
Dog. I live for outdoors. I live for cleaning
DIY Randy
and all those things, cleaning the grills and the hot tubs and getting the pool ready. I live for this stuff, Bunk.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. I ain't scared of you, woman. Tell me what I'm going to do.
If you're planning on day drinking or night drinking and you have your drinks already, send us a picture of it at TBM929 on Twitter, at RandyMac81 on Twitter. We'll give you a shout-out. We'll get to what's trending coming up in 15 minutes. Rangers are in town for a three-game series to take on the Atlanta Braves.
Dude,
starting
I saw
tonight.
Something, this funny thing on Twitter a couple days ago. They were having, like, all the MLB teams, they had their most famous fans.
Okay.
And the funny one for Orlando, it was Elton John. And I was like, Elton John is a Braves fan?
Because he lives here, I think.
Oh, I didn't know.
He lives up in Buckhead.
Of all the 30 teams, that was the funniest one.
Elton John.
I was like, really?
Because I don't know that I've ever seen him like at a game.
Me either.
Or maybe he threw out a first pitch. Did he sing the national anthem at some point? I don't know.
I don't know, but that was the funniest thing I saw, man. But I was like,
who is the most famous Braves fan that comes to mind to you?
I don't know.
It's like everybody from here, you see him in a Braves hat and all that stuff. Like everybody's a Braves
fan.
But
somebody that you wouldn't know is a Braves fan that is a Braves fan. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
I could not tell you. I mean, I'm sure Bo served somebody that would serve somebody a drink down there.
Or maybe, yeah.
Lots of people, most of them you would probably assume are Braves fans. Am I assuming that if they come to a game, they're a fan?
Yeah. I mean,
it's too damn hot.
Doctor Strange came to a game.
It's too damn hot in Atlanta to be going to Braves game and not be no Braves fan. All right, it's too damn hot. It's too damn hot in Atlanta to come to a Braves game if you ain't a Braves fan.
Yes.
After about
Memorial
Day. Yeah, it's damn hot.
Like, you can still make it now. Like, you make it this weekend, and you're probably okay. But, but the thing about Bo's section is, like, you can sit in the AC.
Yeah, that's where rich folks sit.
You make your – you don't even have to – you can order your drink, and the waitress or waiter will bring you your drink, which is really nice.
But it's a big weekend.
I'd like to get back down there this summer, if possible.
I mean, just call me. You know me. You know I'm always ready. All right, you know, because it was so nice. But that means I got to stay the whole game, and I'm just not –
I'm doing my best to get Employee of the Month again.
What does Employee of the Month mean?
That's when we went to the Braves game last year.
Right.
That's what it was for.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because I was out of town.
You're out of town.
Yeah, I was out of town.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, it's a big weekend. I always got to remember the Texas Rangers are the defending World Series champion.
Yeah. My wife is a huge baseball fan, huge Braves fan, but a big baseball fan. And I said, hey, the defending World Series champs are in town this weekend to play the Braves.
Yeah.
Do you know who that is?
Uh-huh.
And she was like, I don't know. They just played the Astros. The Yankees?
Right.
Nope. not to throw her under the bus or anything like that, but yeah, no, it's, I don't know.
It's all good, man.
No one noticed.
And to all the Ranger fans,
congratulations, Rangers. No one cares.
Yeah, to all the Ranger fans that are in town listening, welcome. And all those
not for
things.
Me.
And congratulations
you're not welcome
and everything like
no, you're
that.
Not
but
welcome
yeah, I
by
mean,
me.
It's going to be a great series.
I hope Corey Seager strikes out every single time he's up this
starting
weekend.
Starting tonight, Chris Sale is on the mound. This game's going to be on Apple TV. So if you have Apple TV, that's where the game is going to be. Don't be going to Bally's. Don't be going to Peachtree. Don't be getting mad throwing remote controls.
Yeah.
Mike Bell. It's on Apple TV.
And I would just say, just because this always happens when the games are on Apple TV, I don't know how well the broadcasters are going to do tonight. I'm sure they're going to do their best. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they do a great job.
Right.
Just mute it. You know what I mean? Like people.
Like always. Like,
you
I don't
get like two innings in and people are like, who are these guys?
Do
they
you
suck.
Not, like, can
just
you,
mute it.
I'm asking you a question. Can you watch a sporting event on TV with no sound?
Ah, man, I can, but I don't like it.
Oh, really?
Uh-uh.
I'd love to.
Unless
it's the main thing I'm watching.
Yeah.
But if it's on one the other.
I mean, I can't. You know, you go to a sports bar and it's
if,
on.
If it's on the side TV at the house, I very rarely do I have the volume all the way up where.
But if it's
I can,
a game that if I'm watching it,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, I care about it and I'm watching it. I like to hear the broadcasters,
okay.
But also I'm a broadcaster nerd and I like to listen to these guys and critique them in my mind and all that kind of stuff. There's new music you could listen to while putting it on mute. Maybe you're a Swiftie.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift released some music.
Oh, she did?
Last night. Two albums last
night. She released two albums?
Yeah.
Like a double album or just two albums?
I think it's a double album.
Good for her, man.
She's out there working.
Good for her.
Pearl Jam released a new album.
They still making music?
They are. Brand new Pearl Jam dropped late last night. If you want to check that out, you put it on mute and listen
to
Eddie Vedder. I listened to the first four songs on the way in today.
Sounds like old Pearl Jam.
One of them was incredible.
Okay.
One of them's very, very good. The song Wreckage.
Uh-huh.
Very, very good. The other three sounded like it's fine.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But whatever. I mean, it sounds like 50-year-old guys making rock music.
Okay.
Making new rock music.
Okay.
Or maybe
they're
even older than that.
Okay.
Yeah, or who knows? Maybe there's something else that drops this weekend that you can check out.
Who knows? I mean, there's always something as far as the music thing. But yeah, it should be a good – I'm interested to see how Chris Sale goes. And then tomorrow night – come on, Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Get your blank together, Charlie. And then, obviously, it's Sunday, Darius Vine. And that is going to be on Sunday Night Baseball. So, Darius Vine, national television.
He's built for the bright lights is what I've always said about Darius Vines. The Hawks exit interviews going on today. Some quotes coming out from their practice facility as, unfortunately, their season comes to the earliest end that it's had since, what? Pre well, like when they were tanking still. Yeah. Like, this is the first, this is the earliest they've been out of the playoffs. They didn't even make the playoffs, really, because the play-in is to get into the playoffs.
Yes.
For the first time in a handful of years. And so they're reacting to the season. I heard, saw some Jalen Johnson quotes about feeling good about coming back from his injury, which is nice. Obviously, I would assume he's a big part of the future of this team. Trey with some quotes being asked about, hey, man, do you want to be here? Which sucks, but that's kind of where we've gotten to based on the way the last couple of seasons have gone. And he said the same thing that he said every single time anyone's ever asked him that question, which is, yes, I want to be here. Yes, I want to win a championship here. I very much want to win. I don't care if I'm the best player on the team. If there's another guy who's better than me, that's awesome. I just want us to win, which is, check it. Go back on the record.
He said
what he says every single time he's asked about it. And he said it again today. I mean, obviously, he's got to be going into this offseason with a little bit more of a, I don't know, a little bit more of a question mark than he's ever had going into an offseason in his professional
career.
Well,
I think maybe to us, maybe.
Yeah, I do wonder. I do wonder for him. Because it's so different for us.
Yes.
Because we, you know, we spent the last 2 months talking about the DeJounte versus Trey when he was on the
right.
And then the way it looked the other night. Like, it might be for them. They're like, yeah, we're just going to, I mean, we're all coming back.
Like, we don't know. Because I'm obviously, when you leave, when the season's over, and if you're the franchise player like he is, you've met with or talked to the owner of the team. So I'm sure if it's not today or whatever, he has met with Tony Ressler, the owner of the Hawks, and have had some kind of conversation. So that's always one of the things where, like, when you try to – when you spec – not necessarily – when you talk about something that you might probably don't know, because he's probably already talked to him. There's no reason to go into this offseason because pretty much I can kind of
– Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Think with the conversation went like, Trey, we're going to do everything we can to make this team better, to make his job easier. Mm-hmm. That's what they probably told him.
I would think.
Yeah, I would think they would say that to him. Yeah. Now, the thing with DeJounte, I don't know how that would go, but I think because they still view Trey as their franchise player, anything can change in a month. It can. Before, after the playoffs and all those different things, and then you can have a change of heart. But I'm pretty sure the first conversation they've had is that we're going to do everything we can to make this thing better. To make it better, to, you know, whatever, whatever.
What when the season's over and somebody's crowned a champion and all that, we'll do some playoff preview, teams that are actually in the playoff preview coming up at 1:20 this afternoon, because both sides, East and West, have some really fun matchups in the first round. And we'll find out the final two teams that make it tonight, too, as the final two play-in games are. But when it's all said and done and free agency rolls around, it'll be post-draft, and it's right before the 4th of July, which is when free agency hits. What rumor do you think pops up first, that the Hawks are trying to move DeJounte or that the Hawks are trying to move Trey? Because the DeJounte stuff already happened. Like,
yes.
That happened at the trade deadline.
I think they will revisit that one.
You think so?
Yeah, I think they will revisit that one.
I'm interested.
Yeah. Now, as we said yesterday, as I was saying yesterday with the boys yesterday, I was like, I don't think they're going to move either one of them.
I don't either.
But if they,
I don't either.
If you're going to, like, say, Randy, make a decision, I would think they'll probably be looking at DeJounte.
I don't think they're going to move either one of them. I think they'll probably try to move Capella or DeAndre Hunter or something like that and run it back. I mean, that's what they've done.
Because that's what I'm saying. If you got, like,
I don't think that's a great plan, but I think that's what they'll do.
The issue we have is that it doesn't fit with them. Not that DeJounte's a bad player or whatever.
They're both good players.
They just don't fit you know, and all those different things. That's my, I keep saying, if you're going to bring somebody in, you got to bring somebody better than them. That's my only thing. And don't tell me draft pick, because NBA draft and these youngins coming in.
Maybe the Bucks will lose in the first round again, and everything will crumble underneath them. And then Giannis is available.
I mean, they had a chance to get him.
There's got to be some sort of tie between Giannis and Atlanta, right?
Let's figure out. We have a
there's big, a good Greek a restaurant good, over there on Cheshire.
There's
Bridge.
A nice Greek population here.
Really?
I don't know.
Yorgos Yakamakis.
Duh. I'm sure they boys.
They have to be.
I'm sure they homies.
Perfect.
There we go. Yorgos, get on your
By
job.
The way, he was at training yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Yorgos was at training yesterday.
Yeah, there you go.
He might be available tomorrow.
Get on it, Yorgos.
There we go. We figured it out. Alex Anthopoulos. That's a Greek-sounding name. Anthopoulos.
I'm going to go with the assumption that he's Greek.
Must be.
Antetokounmpos? Yeah, no.
I don't know.
It don't matter.
Oh, damn it. We had it, and then we let it go. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.